What the fuck? No, no, I'm fine. I know I look like I've seen a ghost. But I promise I'm fine. Please, don't try and touch me. If you touch me, then your hand is just going to pass through me. Like that. Please don't scream. I already took care of that part. Well, you clearly aren't great at following directions. But please, calm down. I promise that it's okay. Stop. You're gonna knock things over. I promise that... Oh, sorry. I just tried to touch you again. Shh, it's okay. Here. Would it help if I showed you that my hand will pass through you every time? See? Nope, that's making it worse. Please stop screaming. Please? Look, I remember this thing from psychology class. We fear the unknown or something. So I bet if I explain, then you'll be less scared. But you have to stop yelling first. Can you do that for me? Please? Okay, well, now you're shaking from head to toe, but, I guess that's an improvement. Whatever, let's just go with it. So, I'm a ghost. Hi. Hence the hand passing through you thing. But don't scream again. I promise that I'm not here to hurt you. I'm just here to haunt your home. But not, like, in a bad way. Well, kind of a bad way. It's supposed to be spooky, but only, like, mildly spooky. My plan was to just hang out inside the lamp and make the lights flicker on and off a little, which I guess may cause you to not get a good night's rest, and I guess that's not very nice of me. Sorry. But this is the only hobby that ghosts have, so please try and understand. There is literally nothing else I can do for entertainment. Can't touch books. I can inhabit electronics, but I can't watch them. It's pretty much only this and taking evil people on long, reflective life journeys. But only the really good ghosts get to do that, and I don't think you're evil. Anyway, sorry about all this. I never meant for you to see me. That's why I got scared. I thought that you had sure left to go to the haunted house with your friend. Well, fake haunted. I guess if you wanted real haunted, I could have saved you a trip. Yeah, I heard you talking on the phone earlier, and I thought you'd be out for a while, so I figure I'd start spooking or whatever. But then you came back in like 5 minutes, and you kind of scared me. What? I'm allowed to be scared of you too. I didn't know what would happen if you saw me. I was worried I might turn to stone or something. I don't know if that's something that actually happens. If I did, then I wouldn't be scared. Unless I knew for sure that it did happen, in which case, be more scared. Except that's obviously not the case, because I'm still not stone. Anyway, look, I wasn't paying a whole lot of attention when they explained the ghost thing to me, okay? I was kind of focused on the fact that I just died. I don't even know who they were. It was just a series of unconcerned voices assigning me to this stupid fate. So don't expect me to know the answer to all life's mysteries or anything. What? Yeah, I died. About a year ago. It was just a car accident, nothing fancy. It was quick and pretty painless. No one even had time to drive me to the hospital. Oh, don't give me that look. Trust me, death isn't sad, at least not compared to being a ghost. Of all the afterlives, it's one of the worst. I say that, but honestly, I don't know much about the other ones. I'm guessing at least a few of them are better than mildly annoying people for all of eternity. Yeah, not everyone ends up like me. In fact, most don't. Otherwise, electric companies would get a lot more phone calls, and a lot more bankers would be getting the Ebenezer Scrooge treatment. I remember them saying that it only happens to people who needed to do more in order to be fulfilled in life. Which, I guess, is fair. I never really tried at anything. I was in college, and I was doing okay. But nothing really ever stood out to me as a reason to live. I didn't know what I wanted to major in. Nothing really excited me. And I guess nothing really depressed me either. I didn't care. I just kind of existed. And then I didn't anymore. Well, I still do. But it's not the same. I wish that I could just move on. Go to some other afterlife. Yeah, it's possible. Unlikely, but possible. I just need to find something to help put my soul to rest. Yeah, I know what I need to do. It's awkward. No, it's not like an object. It's more like an experience. Look, when I was alive, I worked as a stripper. Please don't judge. I needed to pay for college, that was all. Anyway, I didn't take any pleasure from it, like everything else in life. It was just something that I did. I wasn't even good at it. I was just young and hot. Not that I think of myself as hot. It just fit with the phrasing. Anyway, the thing is, I'm also a virgin. Or was a virgin? Whatever, it doesn't matter. Anyway, I guess whoever controls the ghost stories thought that there's some great irony in this. So, to move on, I have, well, to do something. Someone. That I have never done while I was alive. Yeah, I know it sounds ridiculous. I really wish I was making it up, but it's the truth. Sad as it is. Yeah, I've thought about asking for help before. But honestly, you're the first person that's managed to keep calm enough to listen to me. Thanks, by the way. I really appreciate you not fainting. Does that make sense? Okay, good. I guess... yeah, I wanted to ask. But no pressure or anything. If not, it's fine. I can just find another, partner? It's really not that big a deal or anything. Unless you want to? Okay, great. Oh, yeah. The whole I'm not corporal thing? Well, I can change that. It just takes a little energy. Okay. I think it worked. Try to touch me now. I mean like my hand, not like my clit or anything yet. Unless you want to touch my clit. Okay, my hand is fine. Right, shutting up. Solid? Good. We should hurry things, though. I can't hold this form for long. No, I'm fine. You don't need to carry me to bed. I mean, I wouldn't mind, but oh, okay. I guess you're going to carry me to the bed. Oh, wow. You're strong. I feel like I still weigh nothing. Ooh, can you throw me on the bed? I always wanted to try that. Wow, you're awesome. No, stay there. Let me get ready first. Watch as I take off my top. But like, sexy. And I totally don't get it tangled. Let's ignore that part. So, I can take off my skirt. I promise I was better at this when I was a stripper. One second. And then my panties. Did I do that part right at least? Really? I actually made you hard? Well, then trade me the favor so I can see. No, you did it just right. Promise. You look... Well, let me see if I can do this. I need your rock-hard cock inside me right now. Was that good? Did I do it right? Well, I guess so. Maybe I should have tried being more seductive while I was alive. I think I might have a knack for it. Let me try... I want your head in between my breasts. Sorry if that one was lame, I... Oh, Oh, not lame. Definitely not lame. Fuck, you're amazing. Oh, you're making my nipples so hard, babe. I thank you. Would you mind playing with my clit? Would that be okay? Thank you. Oh, fuck. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Wow. Oh, you're so good. Just wow. Oh, yeah, more, please. Fuck. No, give me your cock. Please, I need your cock. Yes, now, I need it now. Just start slow. Yeah, just like that. Oh no, it doesn't hurt. It feels amazing. Oh, it's like I'm really alive again. More, please. Yes, yes. This is making me want to be seductive again. I'm going to wrap my legs around you, and I want you to thrust deep inside me. Yes. Oh, fuck, why didn't I do this when I was alive? Oh, yeah, I need this. Yeah. Oh, give me more, give me more. Just a little bit more. Faster. Oh, thank you. I think I'm getting there. I think I'm gonna... Just a little bit more. I wanna come with you. Yes, now, please. Please, may I come? Just a little bit more. I want to come with you, please. Please. Let's come now. I'm ready. I'm ready. Give it to me, please. The most amazing thing I've experienced on either side of the afterlife. Honestly, I can't thank you enough. Oh, that was so wonderful. And you finally freed me from my ghostly existence. Now I can transform back into mist and move. Hey, wait. I keep trying to transform back, but I can't. Nothing. Why can't I? Wait. I am a human again? I must be. I don't know how to explain it, but I feel so... so... alive. I didn't think it was possible. I guess maybe even ghosts get miracles? Wow. I just can't believe it's true, but I won't question it. I'm too happy to question it. Thank you so much for this. For all of this. Oh, and, this is kind of awkward, but... is it okay if I stay for a bit? I have a feeling that this is going to take a couple of days to explain to my family. Oh, but I'll only stay if you want me to. Wow. Okay, I guess I won't question that either. And there may be a lot I still have to learn, but this time around, I have a feeling that I'll find something to live for.